Hey there, Data Wranglers. We're diving into Directus today, a tool that, I gotta say, has really caught my eye. It's shaping up to be something pretty cool. But before we get lost in the data, a quick shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer. They're the folks you want to talk to if you need a hand with hosting Directus or, you know, navigating this whole digital transformation thing. Head over to www.safeserver.de. They get a ton of info there. Okay, Directus. I'm excited to unpack this. Imagine, right, you've got data everywhere, spreadsheets, databases, you name it, it's a mess. And you just want to like wrangle it all together.
Yeah.
Actually use it for something cool. Directus is kind of like a universal adapter. Plug anything in, it just works. Connect all those different data sources and then bam, you can power all sorts of projects, apps, websites, you know, internal tools. The sky's the limit.
It's a real game changer in that way.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And what really gets me is like, it's this powerhouse backend for developers, obviously. But then it also has this like surprisingly friendly side for folks who aren't coding wizards, you know?
Right. It's about bridging that gap.
Yeah. And we're going to see how companies are using it for, well, everything. Managing theme park content, airline passenger experiences, wild stuff.
It really is remarkable how versatile it is. And a lot of that comes down to, you know, the open source nature of it.
Ah, yes, the open source thing.
No licensing fees, no vendor lock-in.
You're free.
Complete control, flexibility. That's a big deal for companies, no matter how big or small they are.
Okay, so open source is great, avoids costs, all that. But what does it actually mean for someone using Directus?
Okay, so imagine building a house, right? Open source is like having the blueprints, all the tools you need. You can build it exactly how you want. No prefab restrictions, you know what I mean?
So you can customize it, extend it.
Exactly. You're not at the mercy of some company deciding what features you get, how much they'll charge you.
I like that. Freedom and flexibility. Now let's talk data itself. Directus plays nice with all sorts of databases, right? I keep hearing this term database agnostic.
Yep. That's the beauty of it.
But what does it actually mean?
Think of it like containers. You've got different containers holding your data. PostgreSQL, MySQL, even those simple SQLite ones.
Okay, I follow.
Directus doesn't care what the container is. It just sits on top, like a universal translator.
Oh, that's slick.
So no migrating your data to some new system.
No data migration headaches. That alone is a win in my book. But okay, how do we make this data usable? This is where APIs come in, right?
You got it.
APIs are like the doorways. Let other applications talk to your data.
And Directus, it generates those doorways automatically, both REST and GraphQL APIs.
Okay, gotta admit, those terms always sound a bit intimidating. Could you break it down?
Oh.
For those of us who aren't, you know, fluent in API.
Of course. Imagine ordering food. REST APIs are like ordering a la carte. You pick specific dishes off the menu.
Makes sense.
GraphQL is more like a buffet. You choose exactly what you want, how much you want.
Oh, I like that.
Directus gives you both options. Your data becomes accessible to way more applications.
So Directus is making my database multilingual so other apps can understand it. That's pretty neat. But you said earlier, Directus is user-friendly even for non-coders. How does that work?
Well, alongside the powerful API stuff, Directus has this visual interface, the Data Studio.
Data Studio, okay.
It's like a control panel, super user-friendly. You can browse your data, filter it, manage it, no code required.
Whoa, hold on. So even if I'm not a developer, I can still get in there and work with my data visually.
That's the idea. It's about democratizing access to data, making it manageable for everyone, not just the techies.
That's a game changer. Now I'm thinking, this sounds kind of like a headless CMS, right?
You're on the right track. Directus can absolutely function as a headless CMS, a powerful one at that.
Okay, hold up. Headless CMS. Let's unpack that term a bit.
Sure thing. Imagine building a website with Legos. A traditional CMS is like a pre-built Lego set, limited options.
Right, right.
Headless CMS. It's like having a box full of individual Lego bricks.
Ah, so much more freedom.
Total freedom. You design and build whatever you want.
That's amazing.
The content is managed separately from the head. The head being like the visual presentation.
I see, I see.
So you can use the same content everywhere. Website, apps, social media, anything.
Okay, so it's about separating the content from how it looks. It gives you way more flexibility. But you're saying Directus is even more than just a headless CMS.
Oh, yeah. Way more. It's like a Swiss Army knife for data.
Wow, really?
You can use it as that headless CMS, sure. But you can also build custom admin panels, internal tools, even full-blown applications.
Wow.
All powered by your Directus-managed data.
Okay, that's a serious range. To really get this, let's look at some real-world examples. Ripley's Entertainment, for instance.
Yeah.
They're using DirectX to power their entire digital presence. Websites, social media, those interactive exhibits. It's mind-blowing how much content they manage.
It is. It is. And they're pulling data from everywhere. Images, videos, text, interactive elements. And DirectX keeps it all consistent across their whole digital ecosystem.
That's impressive. So it's not just for small projects, then. It can handle the big leagues. Copa Airlines is another one that caught my eye. They're using DirectX to, like, enhance the whole passenger experience, in-flight entertainment, personalized services. It's like they're using data to make flying actually enjoyable.
Exactly. And that really highlights the modularity of DirectX. You can use the whole platform, Or just pick and choose the modules you need. Integrate it with your existing systems.
Ah, so it's adaptable. Different needs, different scales. That's huge for someone just starting out with DirectX. You don't have to commit to everything at once. Start small, scale as you go.
Precisely. That's a big part of its appeal to developers, to businesses. It's not one size fits all. It's flexible. You tailor it to what you need.
Okay, we've covered a lot, open source, APIs, this whole headless CMS thing. But I'm curious, what are the challenges that DirectX helps people solve? You know, those real world data headaches.
Oh, there are plenty of those.
Yeah, tell me about it.
One of the biggest, data silos.
Ugh, data silos.
Data trapped in different systems that can't talk to each other.
It's a nightmare.
It makes it so hard to get a clear picture of your data to make good decisions.
Makes sense.
DirectX is like a central hub, connects those silos, makes the data accessible.
Through those APIs we were talking
about. Exactly.
So it's breaking down those walls between different data sources. That's a huge pain point for so many businesses. What other challenges does it tackle?
Well, just the complexity of managing data in general.
Oh, yeah.
Different teams using different tools, different processes. It's chaos.
Leads to inconsistencies, errors.
Exactly. DirectX brings it all together. A centralized platform. Streamlined workflows. Data integrity.
So it's not just making data accessible. It's making data management, like, sane.
That's a good way to put it.
But okay, the learning curve. Is DirectX easy to get started with, or do you need to be some kind of coding genius?
That's the thing about DirectX. They're really committed to making it user-friendly.
Oh, that's good to hear.
They've put a lot of effort into making the platform accessible to a wide range of users, no matter their technical skills.
So you're saying someone with, like, limited coding experience could actually use DirectX?
Absolutely. They've got a lot of no-code solutions through the Data Studio, that visual interface.
So you can do a lot of the common stuff without any code.
A lot of it, yeah.
Okay, that's reassuring. But what if you do need to do something more complex?
Well, that's where the modularity comes in again.
Ah.
You can start with the no-code options and then gradually add custom functionality.
So as your needs get more complex, you can, like, level up.
Exactly. They have a really comprehensive SDK. Think of it like a toolbox.
Yeah.
Full of pre-built components. You can extend the platform, build custom solutions.
So it's like a choose your own adventure for data management.
I like that analogy.
Start with the easy stuff.
Yeah.
Then dive deeper into the advanced stuff as you need to.
That's the beauty of it.
And they have resources to help you along the way, right?
Oh, tons.
Okay.
Yeah. Detailed documentation, tutorials, even a quick start guide. Get you up and running in no time.
That's what I like to hear. Especially for those of us who learn best by, you know, just diving in and doing it.
Mm.
But what about ongoing support? Open source software, there's always that question of who you turn to when things go wrong.
It's a valid concern. But DirectX has a great community, really active, really engaged.
Oh, that's good.
They have a forum where you can ask questions, get help from other users.
So you're not left hanging?
Not at all. And they also have professional support services if you need more dedicated help.
That makes sense. But I'm also curious about the community itself. You said they're active. What does that look like in practice?
Well, they're pretty lively on social media, Twitter for updates, YouTube for tutorials. I hear their Discord server has over 13,000 members.
Wow.
It's like a virtual hangout spot for DirectX fans to share ideas, help each other out, even contribute to developing the platform.
That's amazing. So it's more than just software. It's a whole community passionate about data and making it easier to use.
Exactly. That's the beauty of open source. It's not just about using the software. It's about being part of something bigger, something collaborative.
I love that. It's like a collective effort to democratize data, empower people to build amazing things. But before we get too carried away with the kumbaya, let's bring it back to our listeners. Why should they care about DirectX? What's the big takeaway?
I think the key message is this. Directus is making data more accessible and manageable for everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone. Developers building complex apps, business owners trying to understand their customer data, Directus gives you the tools. You unlock the power of your data, turn it into something you can actually use.
It's like they're saying, hey, your data is valuable.
Yeah.
Don't let it be trapped. Unleash its potential.
That's it, exactly. It's about empowerment, building innovative solutions. Regardless of your technical skills, it's about collaboration, sharing data, sharing knowledge, letting creativity flourish.
I love that. And speaking of empowerment, let's give another shout out to our sponsor. For those of you who are intrigued by Directus, you want to explore what it can do. SafeServer can help you get started, hosting, guidance, whatever you need to bring your data-driven projects to life. Just head over to www.safeserver.de to learn more.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question.
Oh, I like those.
What data do you encounter every day, in your life, your work, that you wish was easier to manage, to analyze, to share?
That's a good one.
Could Directus be the key to unlocking that data, turning it into something truly valuable? We'll explore that further in the next part of our deep dive. That's a question worth chewing on for sure. We're swimming in data these days, aren't we? And most of the time, we don't even realize the potential it holds. But, you know, before everyone rushes out to become data superheroes, what about the practical stuff? Is Directus really as straightforward as it sounds, or are there, like, hidden complexities we should be aware of?
Right, yeah. It's easy to get caught up in all the cool features, but what about actually using Directus day-to-day? Any gotchas? Limitations? Things that'll trip us up?
Well, like any powerful tool, there's always a bit of a learning curve. Directus has made things a lot more user-friendly, definitely, but there are still some areas where, you know, you might need to dig into the documentation or maybe ask the community for some pointers.
So it's not like instant plug and play for every single use case?
Not always, no. If you're building something super complex with lots of custom logic, you might need to do a bit of coding just to make sure Directus plays nice with all your other systems.
Okay, so some coding might be needed for the fancy stuff. But what about those more common scenarios, like setting up a basic content management system or maybe building an internal tool for your team?
For those kinds of things, Directus really is a breeze. The Data Studio, that visual interface we talked about, it makes things incredibly easy.
Yep.
You create your data models, manage your content, even set up basic workflows, all without touching a line of code.
That's good to know. So there's a balance then. Ease of use for the everyday stuff, but also the flexibility to handle those more complex projects when you need to. But what about performance? If you've got a ton of data, can Directus keep up? Won't we get bogged down?
That's a smart question. Performance is critical, absolutely. And it's something the Directus team has been focusing on heavily. Recent versions have made huge strides in performance and scalability. So yes, it can definitely handle large data sets. But like any system that relies on data, there are a lot of factors at play. The size and complexity of your database, the number of users accessing it, even your hosting infrastructure, they all play a part.
So it's not just about Directus itself, it's also about the environment it's running in. That makes sense. But what about security? We keep talking about making data accessible. Are there any security risks we should be thinking about?
Security is paramount, absolutely. And Directus takes it very seriously. There are all sorts of built-in features to protect your data. Things like rule-based access control, two-factor authentication. They've got robust API security measures in place, too. But it's important to remember, security is a shared responsibility.
Yeah.
You still need to follow best practices. Secure your server, configure your database properly, be smart about who has access to what.
So it's like having a high-tech security system, but you still need to be careful who has the code and how you use it. You can't just leave the door wide open, right?
Exactly. Security is an ongoing thing, not just a one-time setup. But Directus provides you with the tools and the guidance to build a data management system that's both secure and reliable.
Okay, that's reassuring. Now let's switch gears a bit. Let's talk about the future of Directus. They've been around for a while. They've got a great community. But where are they headed? What's on the horizon?
This is what I love about open source. It's not some black box. You can actually see where the platform is going. And you can even have a say in shaping that future. Directus is constantly evolving. They listen to community feedback, keep up with the latest tech trends. It's a living thing. They have a public roadmap so you can see what they're working on. New features, improvements. You can even suggest your own ideas.
So it's not just a static piece of software. It's like a dynamic organism.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So Specifically, what are some of their focus areas? What are they working on?
One big area is real-time data capabilities. Think about it. Applications that react to data changes in real time. It opens up a whole world of possibilities. Live dashboards, collaborative editing tools, even experiences that are personalized based on what's happening with the data right now.
Wow, that's next level. Bringing data to life, in a way. Are there any other exciting developments in the pipeline?
Oh, yeah. AI integration is another big one. Mm-hmm. Think about using AI to, like, automate data analysis. Extract those golden nuggets of insight. Maybe even generate content based on your data. That could be huge for businesses that want to tap into AI's power, but maybe don't have the resources to build their own AI solutions from scratch.
AI and real-time data. Those are some powerful trends. It sounds like Directus is in a great position to stay ahead of the curve.
They are, absolutely. And that's a key advantage of choosing an open source platform like Directus. Mm-hmm. You're not stuck with some vendor's roadmap, their limited vision. You're part of a community that's constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible with data. It's exciting.
We've touched on the community a bit, but I'd love to dig a little deeper. What is it about the Directus community that draws people in? What makes it so special?
Well, for one, there's this shared belief in open source software. It's a philosophy, really. People who are drawn to open source tend to be very collaborative. They're helpful. They love to share knowledge, build things together.
It's like a tribe of like-minded individuals, all driven by this common purpose.
Exactly. And the Directus community is very accessible. It's welcoming. Like, they have this really active forum. You can ask questions, get help. Doesn't matter what your skill level is.
So you don't have to be a coding whiz to feel welcome. You don't have to feel intimidated.
Not at all. They even have a dedicated channel for beginners. Ask basic questions, get guidance from the pros. It's a great way to start.
That's fantastic. Sounds very supportive and inclusive. But aside from the forum, are there other ways to get involved with the community?
Oh, definitely. Their Discord server is hopping. People hang out, chat about Directus, share what they're working on. It's a great way to connect with others, get feedback, learn from what others are doing.
A real community hub, then. People connecting, collaborating, learning from each other.
Exactly. And it's not just about taking in information. You can contribute too. Answer questions on the forum, help moderate the Discord, contribute to the documentation. You can even submit code to make the platform itself better.
Wow. So there are opportunities for people to get involved at every level, from just asking questions to actually making Directus itself better. That's pretty amazing.
It is. It's the power of open source right there. It's not just a piece of software. It's a movement, a community. People who are passionate about technology and using it to make things better for everyone.
I love that. It's easy to forget that behind all the code, all the technical jargon, there are real people, people building these tools, sharing their knowledge, making the world a better place bit by bit. But before we get too philosophical here, let's bring it back to our listeners and their data journeys. What advice would you give to someone just starting out with Directus? What are some key things to keep in mind?
That's a great question. I think the biggest thing is start small, experiment. Don't try to build the most complex application right out of the gate. Start with something simple, maybe a basic content management system or an internal tool to manage your team's data to get your feet met.
Don't get overwhelmed. Try to do too much too soon.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions. The Directus community is incredibly helpful, incredibly supportive. Whether you're stuck on a technical issue or just need some pointers on getting started, there are people there who want to help.
That's reassuring. It sounds like the Directus community is a real asset for anyone who wants to learn and grow with the platform. But what about for more seasoned developers? Any advanced tips or tricks they might find useful?
Definitely. Directus is incredibly extensible. You can use their SDK to build custom modules, extend the platform's functionality, even integrate it with other systems in totally unique ways. It's really powerful stuff.
So it's not just a fixed set of features. It's a platform you can truly make your own.
Exactly. And there's a whole ecosystem of modules and extensions developed by the community. It's constantly growing. It's really impressive what people are doing with Directus.
Wow. Sounds like there's a lot to explore beyond the core features.
Oh, there is. That's what keeps things interesting. Directus is constantly evolving, expanding what it can do, whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned developer. There's always something new to learn. It's a really exciting platform to be a part of.
I love that. It's a good reminder that the world of data never stands still. And Directus is right there on the leading edge, pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But, I think it's time to wrap up this part of our deep dive. Feels like we've just dipped our toes in the Directus Ocean, you know. There's so much to explore. But before we let you go, I want to loop back to that question you posed earlier about the data we encounter every day and how Directus could, well, unlock it. What kind of real-world examples spring to mind?
Good question. Let's say you're a small business owner. You've got customer data all over the place. Online store, email lists, spreadsheets, the usual jumble. Directus can help you gather all that up, right? Get a single, clear view of your customers, and then use that data to do all sorts of things. Personalize your marketing, improve customer service, ultimately grow your business.
So it's not just for the big players then. Directus can help smaller businesses make sense of their data too, level the playing field a bit.
Absolutely. And it's not just for businesses either. Imagine you're a researcher working with tons of scientific data, observations, measurements, the whole shebang. Directus can help manage all that. Create visualizations, build custom tools to analyze it, even share your findings with colleagues.
That's a great example. Shows how versatile Directus is. From business to science, education, you name it. But what about for regular folks, people who aren't running companies or doing research? How can Directus help them? In their everyday lives, I mean.
Think about all the personal data we generate every single day. Fitness trackers, social media, even our bank transactions. It's a lot. Directus can help you pull all that together, create dashboards to see your progress, build custom apps to automate things, even gain insights into your own behavior. It's pretty cool.
Like having a personal data assistant, making sense of all those digital footprints we leave behind.
That's the idea. And it can help you make smarter decisions too, about your health, your finances, all sorts of things.
This has been a fantastic journey, a real deep dive into the heart of Directus. Open source, APIs, the user-friendly stuff, the amazing community. We covered a lot. But before we sign off, a quick reminder for our listeners. If you're looking for help hosting Directus, or maybe you need some guidance on your digital transformation journey, our sponsor, SafeServer, is here to help. Head over to www.safeserver.de to learn more.
It's been a pleasure exploring Directus with you. I really hope our listeners will think about the data they interact with every day and consider how Directus might help them unlock its true potential. It's a powerful tool waiting to be used.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this data adventure, everyone. We hope you've learned something new and maybe feel inspired to dive into Directus yourselves. Go forth and unleash the power of your data.